Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A Dongra mother is calling for action after losing her daughter to suicide last month. Kira Skeet says her 17-year-old was victim of severe bullying and claims she was failed by the healthcare system. Premier Roger Cook responding to questions after she claimed they were waiting for a psychiatrist appointment for more than 3 months.
No parent should have to bury their child. It's a horrible, horrible situation. She did receive the appropriate level of care from mental health and healthcare services, but obviously we'll dig deep to look at what was provided, how it was provided, and to try to provide answers for that family.
If you or someone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. A bushfire which threatened lives and homes in Durian Bay has been downgraded to an advice level. The blaze sparked by lightning now contained after reaching emergency level around midday yesterday. Keep up to date on Emergency WA. Relief for regional pensioners with the travel card allowance boosted. From July 1st, seniors will get an extra $100 to aid travel amid the cost of living pressures. Seniors and ageing minister Don Punch says a large part of the community will benefit.
Aged pensioners, people on a disability pension, veterans affairs pensions, carers allowances, income supplement recipients. So it's a broad ranging support that provides access to help with fuel and access to taxis.
Carnarvon's This Is Life Arts Festival kicks off today, the month-long celebration showcasing the town's cultural landscape. Locals can look forward to a variety of performances, workshops, exhibitions and events over this month. In sport, round 6 of the Warri Park BMX Club season went out with a bang. Lockie Taylor taking out the 17-plus men's event, with Brock Byland a close second. And Seth Curtin secured gold for the 11- to 13-year-old boys. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.